You're welcome, child of God, to yet another life-changing message from Reverend Sidney Alamensa. Reverend Sidney Alamensa is the head pastor of God is Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled, Developing a Faith That Works. And the theme for today's episode is
how to face your future.
Do stay tuned and be blessed.
We want to look at something very important today and very quickly, and then we'll pray. We're going to look at James chapter 4, verse 13 to 17. And we want to look at what the Bible talks about, how to face your future. I want to believe that James wants us to see something very important here. Amen. And many of us, frankly speaking, most of us here, we are obsessed about the future. Anytime when you talk about future, we are very much obsessed about what? The future. And some of us will go thick and thin to find out what the Lord has to say about my future. Is it not true? Some of you will enter places, malams, voodoos, occult, other places. Some of you, when you hear there is this person that has appeared somewhere, Medina, some place, sometimes some Oyarifa, some Budumburam, some other place, they say the woman can tell you, Weshebre, we are running, we want to know. Because everybody wants to know Nishebre. Hallelujah. Everybody wants to know how my future will be. They want to know the kind of man you meet, you marry. They want to know the kind of business partners you get. Are you understanding me? They want to know the kind of family you get, even how many children you will have. Everybody here, one way or the other, you want to know what your future will look like. Is it not true? Hallelujah. And sometimes, most of us, we read books, we go to seminars. Some of us, we will go thick and thin to subscribe to conferences and all that, just to understand and know how our future looks like. Are you understanding me? And most importantly, how we can face what our future. Something about future is very important. Is it not true? Look at somebody say future. And sincerely, you just ask somebody on your left, on your right, that how is your future like? I'm telling you, they will tell you, I'm not sure. Unless another all-night reverend will prophesy and tell me about my future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I tell you that, for instance, I say, Madam Noha, how is your future going to... are you going to meet the next handsome man in your life? Is it? Hallelujah. But today we want to look at what is the Christian viewpoint towards the future and how am I to relate towards what happens. Amen. And what should be my reaction to that? Three things. What is the Christian or the believer's viewpoint when it comes to what? Your future. And how am I to relate towards what happens? Please, I want you to stay with me in the next about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And what should be my reaction to that? James, in this passage, in James chapter 4, verse 13 to 14, talks about how, as believers, how we have to face the future. Amen. And he says that there are times where we make three mistakes. And three mistakes are common to us anytime it has to do with the future. Hallelujah. I'm praying that this word will bless you. Can I have a witness? Hallelujah. And James gives us a warning. Are you with me? James gives us what? A warning about the future. And some of these mistakes most of us we do in life. But today we want to learn about it so that going forward, you can be able to face your future. Hallelujah. Some of us have made mistakes. We are like, God, I wish the years can go back. I wish I was 16. I wish I was 17. I wish I was 25. But the time is already gone. Amen. James says that if you have to plan your future, you must be aware of these three mistakes. Somebody say three mistakes. Say three mistakes. Can you hear me? Say three mistakes. Three mistakes. So in James chapter 4 verse 13, he illustrates the first mistake. And this is a typical conversation about some businessmen, I should say. Hallelujah. And in their conversation, as it is on the screen, I want to believe that if it was in our time, these businessmen had, you know, had all the degrees and all the qualifications to become businessmen. Are you understanding me? And they are talking and discussing about their plans. And I want to believe that the first man is a CEO of a company. The other one is also a CEO of another company. Maybe he is the executive director. And they are talking about plans. Are you understanding me? And in talking and discussing about their plans in verse 13, as we look at verse 13, let's drop into their conversation. Are you with me? Let's drop into their conversation. What are they talking about? As we drop into their conversation, we now listen to them, and what they say is that, listen, today or tomorrow, we are going to what? We are going to search and search a town. We will go to this city and we'll go to that city, and we will spend a year there and carry on and doing business and making money. So they say we are going to search and search town. And it's not a wrong plan. They say that we'll go to this place. We will go to Kumasi. We will go here, and this is what we will do. We will do this, we will do that. And there is nothing wrong about it. Are you understanding me? They say that today or tomorrow we are going to search and search a town, stay there a year, and open up a profitable business. There is nothing wrong to profit about your business. Are you understanding me? Say, when things come excessively, the Indian here. Hallelujah. But to profit about it is fine. Are you understanding me? You can't do business without what? Without profit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you look at these entrepreneurs or these men or these businessmen, and you can understand that they are go-getters. And if you look at this, they detail their business plan. They say that today or tomorrow, we will go here and search town and stay there a year and open up a profitable business. It's a detailed plan cut out. When are they going to do that? They say today or tomorrow. Are you understanding me? When are they going to do it? They say what? Today or what? Tomorrow. So there is a plan out here. Are you understanding me? How long are they going to go? Or how long are they going to be there? They say what? A year. Is it not in the Bible? They say what? A year. And there is nothing wrong with that. And finally, they say that and open up what? A profitable what? Business. Are you understanding me? So that means that they want to what? Make money. Somebody say make money. Oh, I can't hear you. Say make money. Who wants to make money here? Hallelujah. Be careful sometimes. Some of you in church, these words, they are spirit. We say make money, you are like, you are not sure. You are burying your millions and your zillions. Are you understanding me? Make money, you raise your hand, you say, I receive it in Jesus' name. Are you understanding me? There are spirits that are being set on this altar. Are you understanding me? They say that we will make money. And this, there is nothing wrong with that. Are you understanding me? Don't you want to make money? You want to make money. There is nothing wrong with that. So the Bible talks about these men that legitimate, they have a legitimate point here. We will do business. We will go to this place. How will we do it? We will do it in a year. And then we will make profit out of it. Serious profit. And there is nothing wrong with that. Are you understanding me? But we understand that for everything that they said, it was a plan. That is the plan of man. They planned everything, but something was missing. Hallelujah. It's like sitting down and saying that we want to do this next month. We want to do this next month. And out of this, I will do this. I gauge that my profit will be this much. There is nothing wrong with that. Are you understanding me? Say, there is nothing wrong with that. But what really went wrong, and James wants to point out to this about their future. They were planning what their business future. They were planning where they would be and what they would do. They even made declarations and said that, and open up a profitable one, business. But James says that they were doing something wrong. And that is what I want to teach you today. Number one, James says that the first common mistake we make in planning is that we plan what? Can somebody tell me? I know I'm not in a believer's service. Hallelujah. Amen. They were planning without what? God. So number one, James says that the first common mistake we make is that we plan what? Without what? God. Not a single time did they mention God in the entire business plan. Did you see God there? No. Not a single time did they mention God in their business plan. They did not check in on God. Did they even check out on God? Are you understanding me? God was not there in their plan. And the Bible talks about planning because planning is good. It's good to plan. Are you understanding me? There is nothing wrong with planning. Planning is good. Are you understanding me? And that is why the Bible says no man goes out and builds a house without first considering how much it's going to cost. And I even want to say this. Some people want to do business and there is no plan. That this business, how much is it going to cost me? What are my pros and cons? Are you understanding me? We just start business like that. Are you with me? There are some of you here, you cannot even put expenses on your life. Like a whole man, this is how I spend. We spend like we feel like we want to spend. Are you understanding me? And some of you, I'm telling you, if you put a book on how much you spend, you wonder whether you are still alive. So some of us will like, I don't even want to do calculation. No. Are you understanding me? Because now you calculate all your expenses, you realize that, for like a whole man, I spent like 5,000 cedis. And now you are claiming you are poor. You are not poor. Are you understanding me? In fact, some of you here, you are blessed beyond measure. I don't know how you want to quantify your blessing. But you do your expenses and see if you are not blessed. You see, that is why sometimes when you pray some prayer, the Lord looks at you and says, let me take care of some things that are very important. Are you understanding me? Because you are saying, Lord, bless me, but he's already blessed you. From today, I implore you, check your expenses and see whether you are blessed or not blessed. Hallelujah. So planning is very important. And the Bible says that, listen, even if you are building a house, first you have to consider how much it will cost. Are you understanding me? You don't just go buy cement here. And when you get in the middle, you are like, you know, there are some artisans like that. They will tell you that, the thing will cost 5,000 cedis. After you buy everything, they will say, Naansu. Is it not true? Naansu. And now they come back. Now you've budgeted for everything. And now they say, Naansu. Now you have to wait for another month to get money to do what you have to do. James is talking about planning without God. And that is a presumption, assuming that there is God, but there is no God. Are you understanding me? Assuming that there is God. Some of us have great dreams, but there is no God factor in the dream. Are you understanding me? Some of us have great goals, but we do not include God in our goals. I'm telling you, some of you will leave church today, go back home, sit down and plan, but there will not be anywhere where there is God. And that is why we will build our houses. Oh, Jesus. I see some of you build your own house. In Jesus' name. You build your house and then you decorate it. Make every room with a specific, or I should say, a great specification. This is where my shoes will be. This is where my firstborn, my twins, my double. My kitchen will become this way. I want the hallway, the one that when I go through, the light will sense that I'm coming and it will on. And immediately I'm out, it goes off. Energy with conservation. Are you understanding me? This is how my swimming pool will be here. Everything nice. My gate light and detailed planning. But at the end of the day, you sit down and you say, this is beautiful, but where was God in the plan? And that is why I've seen our family or our other brothers, and some of them, they build their mansions and they put a mosque somewhere there to pray. Are you understanding me? Some of you here, you've rented 3-bedroom. You pay 3-bedroom. You sleep in only one. Your shoes is in one and your dresses is in one. 3-bedroom. Some even 2-bedroom. Are you understanding me? There is no place where you call the place of intimacy. Oh, Holy Ghost, let me stay on my preaching. There is no place called intimacy where you have time with God and pray. No. Are you understanding me? So we plan and then we forget about God. And James is saying that this is what we call self-sufficiency. Are you understanding me? It's what? It's self-what? Sufficiency. And he's saying that that is the common mistake that we do. We plan without God. And this is what James is talking about. He says that you can be a believer and forget about God. Is it true? You can be a believer. So some of you, you are atheists though. Some of you, you are atheists. You claim that you there is God, but indeed there is no God. Because everything about your life is not there. So in fact, you are a camouflage like a believer. But on the inside, you are an atheist. Are you understanding me? There is no God in it. Some of us, we plan, we want to buy a house, we want to buy a car, we want to buy something, and there is no God in it. Immediately we get up, no, we go and buy. No. Are you understanding me? And James is saying that planning without God is not. You see, immediately the idea comes, you are in a rush. It's like some adrenaline just runs in you like that, and like, let me just move on. Especially when two or three witnesses have tested that indeed it will be successful. We just run and then we do it like that. Some of you, even a day before you wanted to start a business, you had a dream and God was speaking to you and saying, no, this one, don't go. But now you woke up, drank your cocoa, and you said, forget about this dream. Maybe it's because of the food I ate yesterday, I was full, and that is why I had a dream. No, but God might be speaking to you. Are you understanding me? It is very sad that most of us, we don't believe that God exists. And it shows in our actions and our plans. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? But indeed, if we carry on with this lifestyle where we are self-sufficient and that everything goes as it is, it is me depending on myself and not depending on God. James says that it is a big mistake. It is a big mistake. I believe in God, but does he have a say in my business? No. And some of you tell you, don't mix business with faith. No. Business is business. Why do I have to mix business with faith? No. How can you start a business without God? How can you even be in business without God? And you plan without him. And planning without God is practically atheism, if I should say. You are an atheist. Look at somebody say, are you one? I suspect you. Look at that person. Hallelujah. But what is the solution? A solution is that include God in your goal settings. So let's look at verse 15. Include God in what? In your goal what? Settings. Verse 15 says, it says, instead you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or do that. You ought to say this, if it is the Lord's what? Will. Some other verses say the Lord's will. They say the Lord wants us. Give me that one. If it is the Lord's what? Will. Now I want you to circle if. If it is the Lord's what? Will. Are you understanding me? And the starting point here is that if it is the Lord's will, planning without God is presumptuous. No. Planning without God is presumptuous. If it is the Lord's will. And you see, most of us, that was how our life was. And sometimes it is part of our sentence, but it's a cliche. But what come and I be a cliche? So we say it without believing it. Are you understanding me? If it is the will of God. But are you saying it really? For real? Like if it is the will of God. Are you understanding me? So we say if it is the will of God, but indeed, I can tell you that you are just saying it because you have to say it. You've been taught from your home that say if it is the will of God. And some of you, about 99% of all your statement, if it is the will of God, if it is the will of God, if it is the will of God. But even that plan you are planning, God is not there. So he's looking at you saying that if it is the will of God. Now when the thing backfire, you say, no, this one is not the will of God. Someone say, Lord, amen. Yeah. Listen, when I preach this message, I listen to it myself. Not for administration purpose, though. Not like techno. I listen to it. I make sure that I let the message bless me. Are you understanding me? And I've been blessed. So many of my messages I've preached myself, I've been blessed. Are you understanding me? If it is, somebody say, if it is the will of God. Lord's will. If the Lord will. How many of us like to say that? If the Lord can say, hey. Say, but indeed, James says that, listen, that we have to be responsible and believe in what we say. If it is what? The will of God. So he's saying that if you say if it is the will of God, then you are saying, okay, let me allow God be part of my plans. Some of us, we want to go to school. We want to pursue our PhD, our master's, and whatever it is. But is it part of the plan of God? Are you understanding me? Have you consulted God about it? Now we say nurses, everybody is traveling. Canada, UK. And is it part of the plan of God? Are you understanding me? I've seen people who have traveled and they've lost their faith. Are you understanding me? I've seen a man of God who a door opened for him. He traveled to the U.S. and he's lost his calling. Now, who to be blamed? He's lost his calling. He's giving his church to somebody to handle. When he went there, he saw the guys, you know, and the way they are, yo, man, what's up, G? He says, oh, fasting in five, forget. Forget. We'll do that later. But now, no, I have to chill. Hey! Someone say, Holy Ghost, have mercy. Hallelujah. There are three possible responses to God's will. And I want us to look at it. Three possible responses. The underlying word here is response. Three possible responses to God's will. Number one, I make reference to it. And that is to say that I admit that God has a will and I accept it. So I make reference to it. I make reference to it saying that I acknowledge it. Three possible responses to God's will. Number two, I can show deference to it. Deference, D-E-F-E-R-E-N-C-A. I can show deference to it. And that is to say that I really want God's will and I accept it in my life. I really want God's will and I accept it in my life. Do you remember the blind man? And the disciples asked, "Omu Bisan said, now we, why naman in Yefra? Why naman in Yefra?" Jesus, you know what he said? It's not the mother, it's not the father. It says for the glory of God to one. Your problem, oh, your problem is for the glory of God to be seen. Your problem, somebody was born blind from childhood. Even from infancy, from the womb, born blind. And Jesus said this blindness was for the glory of God. You don't know how God works, and God works in mysterious ways. Are you understanding me? Listen, some of you, your situations is for the glory of God. I don't know why I'm so excited this morning. Some of you, your delay is for the glory of God. You see, some people in your home, some people in your home or in your family have hardened their heart not to believe God. But because of God, what God is about to do in your life, now they will stand there and say, no, this is not man. This one, it has to be God. Are you understanding me? Number three, possible responses to God's will. Number three, I can show preference for it. I can show preference for it. That means that more than anything else, I want God's will in my life. More than anything else. More than anything else. I want God's will in my life. It might be my plan, but I want God's will in my life. Ah, Eradi, I want to sell this thing next year. Is it the will of God? Are you saying, Lord, I want your will in my life? I want to show preference for it by saying that, Lord, this, it has to be your will. Are you understanding me? Proverbs chapter 16 verse 1. It says that we may make our plans, but God has the last word. Man proposes, but God what? Disposes. Are you understanding me? We may make our plans, but God what? Has what? The last word. Are you understanding me? And I want to encourage you. Please, let's read this again. Let's read together. 16:1. Church, let's read. 9:9, please. Proverbs 16:9. Let's read. Hallelujah. Look at somebody say, stop praying this prayer. God bless what I am doing. Tell the person, stop praying that prayer. God bless what I am doing. Say, don't pray that prayer anymore. Hallelujah. Some of you say, God, I have made my plans, so bless it. I have made my plans, so you bless it. Hallelujah. Sydney, I have made my plan, so bless it. No. Instead, what you have to pray is, God, help me to do what you are blessing. I'll show you something. God, help me to do what you have. I taught in this house, not my will, but your will be done. If it is the will of God that he will raise 15 businessmen in this year, not my will, but your will. So if you are saying that, Lord, it's your will, and it's the will of God to raise 15 businessmen this year, I want to be part of that will. Am I communicating? So not my will, but your will. Lord, if this year you are promoting women into higher status, not my will, but your will. Because your will never be in alignment to the will of God. Are you understanding me? Lord, if you are raising churches this year to touch nations, not our will, but your will. Lord, I have made plans, so bless it. What kind of prayer is that? Stop praying that prayer. Some of you fight me on this. But if you don't understand, come and see me more. I will explain. Hallelujah. Stop praying that prayer. Lord, help me to do what you are blessing. So anytime you are praying, you see, when you pray, Lord, not my will, but how do you understand that word? Not my will, but your will be done. How do you understand it? Not my plans, but your plans be done. Are you understanding me? Yes, not my plan, but what? Your plans be done. So you are saying that, Lord, help me to do what you are blessing. Help me to do what you are blessing. Are you understanding me? God is doing a lot of fantastic things, but I want to be part of it. Are you understanding? Because if I continue to go with my I will land up and become like Nebuchadnezzar. Lord, have mercy. Not my will, but what? Your will. Every time I stop that. Please be very careful. I will do it. I begin to change your eye to say, by the will of God. Are you understanding me? And please say it with meaning. Don't say it because it's a cliche. Are you understanding me? Say it with meaning. Some of us, we are traveling, we say, the will of God will take us. Yes, say it with meaning. It will take me and it will bring me back. Are you understanding me? I want your plans in my life, not my plans. Lord, your plans. Because I might plan this way, but it will fail. When man proposes, God what? Disposes. He has the last word. No matter what you do, he has what? The last word. Are you understanding me? Somebody say, God is faithful. Say, God is faithful. Your plans will provide success in a while for some time. But the will of God in your plan will give you stability for years. It will give you stability for years. You will go up there, powers will fight you. But because it is the will of God, they will fight you left, center, right, back, but you still stand. I decree upon your life, may your plans be in the will of God. Not your will, but the will of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, sometimes we joke with things. Oh. We joke with things. I have a case before me now where somebody is believing God where to move from where that person is to another place. Like assuming that I am at Adenta. I want to move from Adenta to another location. And the person want what God is saying in that. How many of us do that? As an agent, may you hear that? But you're in a bio. But your mom used to mommy, why? Agent, this is a way through. Oh, yeah, say, prize me and my fun is am I ready? Somebody shall fire. Hallelujah. Moving from one location to the other. Listen, you don't know where you can change location and that will be the death of your life. That will be doom for you. One location to the other. People move from one location to the other and it destroys everything that they have built for years. Are you understanding me? So when this person called me and he said, Prophet, I want to know what the mind of God is from where I am to where I'm living. Where I'm living to. What is God saying? I am praying, but I want to know what is God is saying. I say, yeah. This is where my responsibility comes. Hallelujah. In the halfway in the conversation, the Lord spoke to me. He said, this is the place. Hallelujah. Many of us, we take decisions and then we leave what God out of it. Number two mistake that James talks about. Let me quickly, three points and then we are done. Number two, the second mistake is presuming about tomorrow. Presuming about tomorrow. The second mistake we do is presuming about tomorrow. Presuming means that we take it for granted. Are you understanding me? We take it what for granted. And assuming that I am going to live forever. When I saw Lady Derry and Prophetess come in, I just remembered this sermon I was going to preach. You know, one time LP and I were praying and after prayer, we just were discussing and we said, God, you know, there are some things you do we don't understand. I just don't understand. If you reveal things to us, we pray about it. Is it like you are like, then if you won't do anything about it, why do you reveal it to your... I like the way you are responding. Charlie, I like you, eh? Mommy, high five. Mommy, make to me why I'm sorry the whole day. Hallelujah. I like people who are like that. People who are reactive, you know. Are you understanding me? Why is it that you reveal something to your son and we pray about it, but still. And sometimes you are like, are you understanding? And there are cases where you reveal, we pray about it, bam, and it happens. There's answers straightforward. And sometimes you are like, all-sufficient God, all-knowing God. What is happening? Hallelujah. And in this particular case of our family here, I'm like, life is short, man. Like, I speak to my mom, I pray with her, and the following day I go and about some couple of hours like that, and I'm hearing news. I'm like, God, no. Are you understanding me? As far as there are some times you can sense deep down in your spirit that it's going to be tough, you are still praying and believing God that God will change the verdict. But you see, he knows best. Look at somebody say, he knows best. Oh, Jesus. 14, give me 14 and 16. There are many of us that we say, I'm going to live forever. I've got the rest of my life, 14 and 16. It says that, why you don't even know what will happen tomorrow? Is it there? Why you don't even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? It says, your life is like the morning fog. Give me other verse that says feast. Your life is like a morning what? Fog. Now you see it soon. It's what? It's gone. Have you seen the mist before? You know how the mist is? When you are going to Koforidua early in the morning, is the mist is so thick like that, and you can't see your way through. You have to slowly move. And James is saying that your life is like what? A mist. You don't know what will happen, what? Tomorrow. Are you understanding me? Some of us, we boast and we brag. Small blessing we are. I see some posters like that. Young guy like me, a minister, recently, Teddy something. He's gone. He just finished church. I'm sure he did his preaching, whatever. He went home. He's like, no, he's not feeling well. He's not gone straight. Gone like that. Are you understanding me? Today, you are looking all beautiful, all handsome. Scripture says you don't know what will happen tomorrow. Those things you bought, you leave it behind. And your they will come looking for a way media. I'm sure if your ghost is there, you'll be like, hey, I'm on for. They wanted to wait for me to go before. Hallelujah. Even the things that they are detestable to you, they will still want it. Listen, you don't know what will happen tomorrow. Even me, as far as the Lord have shown me my future and what he intends to do for me, and I know it, I don't know what will happen tomorrow. Somebody say mercy. And James is saying that some of us, we presume about tomorrow. We assume that, listen, tomorrow is going to be this, is going to be that. He says that all such boasting is evil. All such boasting is evil. And there are a couple of reasons why we should not presume about the future. But we need to assume that tomorrow, something great will happen, but the Lord will have to be in it. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? If you are making a mistake to presume about tomorrow, number one, you need to understand that life is unpredictable. Life is what? It's unpredictable. It says you don't even know. You don't even what? Know. And none of us know what is going to happen even this night. Or by the end of this year. Hallelujah. Nobody knows. I don't know whether by the end of this year you will not even be in Ghana. Maybe you will be somewhere in the US. Are you understanding me? I don't know whether by the end of this year, maybe man of God, you are going to marry. I don't know. Are you understanding me?
Amen.
Hey. Hallelujah. I see there is a... People want you to marry in this house. Let me focus and do my preaching. Hallelujah. We don't know how the economy is right now. Are you understanding me? We cannot predict the economy. Dollar rise today, tomorrow is down. We don't know. Hallelujah. You go and put your money investment and tomorrow is like everything has been seized. How many? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember when this thing was, let me say something small. I'm not going to mention names anyway. Now, social media is some way you see people are putting you on TikTok and all that. Hallelujah. And Charlie, I had some money I wanted to go and put there. So I spoke to my wife. It's like, no, this thing, she doesn't sense is right. You know, it's like, the percentages are outrageous. The profit is, what kind of deal is that? But strangely, some of my friends have done one, they've done twice, and the profit came. Charlie! So when they are talking about, I'm like, Charlie, why name Biska? You know, so I was like, no, this thing, I cut there. I wanted to take the money and put there. But I was like, the two shall be one. Hallelujah. When it backfires, you are in trouble in the house. So let me stay humble and be in my one location. Are you understanding me? But then, strangely, we heard thing up. The day it backfired, colleague of mine came and said, Charlie, Mr. Kapa, I shall walk around. Till now, anytime he hears the guy's name, he's like, this guy, pa. Life is what is unpredictable. Are you understanding me? Today you are expecting those that work on commission. Maybe you are expecting this commission. You don't get it. They've given you outrageous target. Next month you break even. The following month it doesn't work and all that. Life is what is unpredictable. Are you understanding me? There is no guarantee of perpetual success. No. Are you understanding me? And it's very, very important that we realize that you cannot presume on tomorrow. No, you can't presume on tomorrow. But as much as we should not presume about tomorrow, we shouldn't let tomorrow frighten us. Are you understanding me? As far as there is God in my tomorrow, I should not be afraid. Look at somebody and say, I'm not afraid. If God is in my tomorrow. Hallelujah. Listen, we don't know whether the business is going to collapse tomorrow. But as far as God is in my tomorrow, I'm not afraid. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Number two, life is brief. It says that, for the length of your life is uncertain as the morning fog. Life is brief. You are a fog, or you are what? A mist. Mist in Greek is atmos. Atmos comes from the word atmosphere. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So you are like what? A mist, or you are like what? A fog. And you don't know when you are going to roll in today, when you are going to roll in tomorrow, when you are going to be rolled in at noon. You don't know what is going to happen. Like a fog, it appears and then it goes. Are you understanding me? Today we hear of you, you are good, you are nice. Tomorrow, no, you are not there. Are you with me? Today you are rising, all of a sudden something happens and then you are falling. How does the Bible describe your life? He uses phrases like leaf, grass, shadow, cloud, smoke, and vapor. Are you understanding me? And that is how the Bible describes your life. Your life is like a vapor. Your life is what? Like what? A vapor. I only have one heartbeat away from eternity. I don't joke with it. One heartbeat. If it fails right now, where do I stand? Hell or heaven? Are you understanding me? Some of you, sometimes you are walking, your heart begins to beat some way. It's not beating the normal, you know. It begins to move, you know. Now you start to pray, Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive me. That lady I cheated on, forgive me. That man I stole his money, Lord, forgive me. I once heard a story about a man, he was going to die. Now he started confessing. He confessed, he called you, he said, I confess, forgive me. But the Lord did not kill him. Hallelujah. After doing all his confession, the Lord saved his life. Sometimes you don't understand God, though. Hallelujah. So after all those confess, now when you see the people, what will you do? The Lord wants to show you something. And that's why some of you, the Lord will show you something. Yeah. The day your heart begins to move like that, you begin to call me and say, Reverend, fache me why? Adapabia me chao no. I am into me, and fache me. Sapphire! Life is brief. Are you understanding me? Who knows how long we are going to live? No, I don't even know. 50. I recently told a colleague of mine, I said, Charlie and Chebia, every time and time, we don't know how life is going to be. Are we going to live forever? How many of you are going to live for 100 years? We don't know. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? And that is why I want to tell you, don't take life for granted. Somebody say, watch out. Say, watch out. Say, watch out. Don't take what life for what for granted. And don't take tomorrow for granted. Isaiah 65 verse 12, it says that, come each one cries, let us drink our fill of beer. And tomorrow will be like today and even better. Give me Isaiah 56 verse 12. And that is why some of us we do. Oh, yambunayenda, you know. Tomorrow, we'll think about tomorrow itself. Let us party. Let us get drunk. Are you understanding me? Oh, bring the beer. Guys, let's go and chill, man. Let's go popping.
But you don't know tomorrow. Are you understanding me? A day you'll be going and then something will happen. Hallelujah. It says that they say, come, let's drink some wine. Let's drink all the beer we want. Have you seen beer? It's there, huh? Is it in your Bible? Is beer there? Yeah. Or it's not beer? Maybe that's not how they spell it. Hallelujah. It says, come. It's like a guy inviting his friends. They come. There is some wine. Which level do you want? I've got 25%, 27%. Which level do you want? It says, let's drink all the beer we want, and tomorrow we will do this again. Oh my God. Are you understanding me? And tomorrow we'll do this again, or maybe we'll even have a better time. Are you understanding me? And that is how some of us, we don't think about tomorrow. And all we say is that let's enjoy now and let's live tomorrow. The lifespan of man is about 70 years. 70. Are you understanding me? I told you last time there is a machine. There's a machine. When you go and check, they will tell you your real age. And I can tell you, some of you are looking nice, but you are about 55. Please, when we close, see me, I will give you the hospital. They do that. You go and check. Yes, man. Are you understanding me? And some of you, they will look at you and you are still young and fresh. And some of you are 70 years here, I'm telling you. See, that is why after some few, nyamin pengu, but after some few months, and they will see Eze gone too soon. Because you, as at now, you are living 65 years. You are actually 65 years. Are you understanding me? No, it's true. Listen, our stress level is too much. If some of us were in US, we would be diagnosed and they will give us prescription, drugs for stress. Are you understanding me? Here, if you go and see the doctor and the doctor says you are stressed, oh, we see it like it's when you kodaka krabe. When you go outside, stress is another thing. Are you understanding me? It's another thing. And our stress level is too high. Our stress level is too high. And that is why some of you, I can tell you, please, don't boast about your age that I'm still 25, I'm still 27. You are about 55, I can tell you. It says that let's go and party. Let's go and have fun. We are going to live forever. And that is what some of us we say. That is our lifestyle. We are going to live forever. I mean, let's enjoy. I mean, we have more time. Proverbs 27 verse 1, it says, do not boast about tomorrow. God, help me. Do not boast about tomorrow, for we do not know what a day may bring forth. Do not boast about what? Tomorrow. And some of us, we are like that. We like to announce our plans. We make our goals and we declare. Next year is going to be this. Double income. Next year, double is going to come. I've seen some people that they plan about next year, they even miss December. They plan so much about January, they even miss December. They will be there and then 25th, 26th, 27th December will come like, December bana. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And that is what happens to our life. But God says that, listen, even in your planning, your motive is very important. Please stay with me. Even in your planning, your what? Your motive is what? It's very important. So if I am planning or I'm announcing my plans, my motive is very what? Important. God says that it's good. You can have great goals. You want to be this, you want to be that, you want to presume that this, but the motive is what? It's very what? Important. What is the solution about all these things? James gives us a point here and says that you cannot leave God in it. But let's look at Matthew chapter 6 verse 34. It says that, so don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Somebody say, God will take care of my tomorrow. Say, God will take care of my tomorrow. So I am planning about January. God will take care of it. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Please be careful. Don't be planning about next year that you forget about December. Please be careful. Are you understanding me? God will definitely take care of what? Of my what?
tomorrow. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I have a future. But God will see me through. Say, God will see me through. Say, God will see me through.
Just because the future is uncertain, just because the future is uncertain, it does not mean that God is not in it. You have to make God in it. Are you understanding me? You have to put God in it. He has to be the center of what? Of your future. Psalm 35 verse 15. It says, Lord, my days are in your hands. And that is David speaking. Write it. Psalm 35 verse 15. It says that, Lord, my days are what? In your hands. And that is commitment. Are you understanding me? I include God in my plans. I include God in everything that I do. Number three, final, third point, and then we close. It says that the common mistake is putting off doing good. Give me verse 17. Go to James for me. Verse 17. The common mistake is putting off doing good. Putting off doing good. James is talking about the issue of procrastination in verse 17. He says, remember too that knowing what is right to do and not doing it is what? A sin. Please read it. Let's read it. Remember too that knowing what is right to do and not doing it is sin. So you see, some of you, you know you have to do the right thing and not doing it is a sin. Are you understanding me? You see, most of the times when we talk about sin, we are talking about adultery, fornication, anger, and all that. But knowing what is right and not doing it is what? A sin. Are you understanding me? I know that I have to do this and I decide not to do it is what? A sin. And here, James is talking about procrastination. Somebody say procrastination. He says that I intend to do this, but I don't do it. And most of our days are our lifestyle. Oh, wait next year. Oh, wait 3 months. Oh, wait 4 months. Oh, wait 5 months. And this has been our. And that is why some of us, our plans will never materialize because we always would procrastinate. Please be sincere to yourself. How many of us are like that? As you raise your hand, God will help you. Amen. Procrastination is a sin. And it will only cause sorrow. I ought to change my ways. In fact, I will do it tomorrow. Are you understanding me? They say change. You say, oh, ochina, mercy, sir. Procrastination. There is this relationship I want to build with God. Anytime it comes to me, I'm like, you know what? Forget about it. Tomorrow I'll do it. And it will be tomorrow, 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 tomorrow. And James is saying that if you know that you have to do the right thing and you don't do it, it's what? It's a sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at somebody say, if you have to do the right thing and you don't do it, it's a sin. So I'm telling you that we are defining sin here, not only committing adultery, fornication, stealing and cheating, or even murder. Those are sins of commission, but this is sins of omission. Are you understanding me? This is a sin of omission. I know I have to do this, but I don't do it. Are you understanding me? And it's very important that we understand that, because other than that, we will do everything we have to do, not even adding God to it. And then we'll say that I will do this and I will not do it. Oh, I promise you I will do this. If you won't do it, don't promise it. Can we learn to say no? Can we learn to say yes when we have to? That's why I love people who are sincere. People don't like sincere people. Oh. Are you understanding me? Can you promise me this? No, I can't promise. Or say, how then I can't promise? Be careful. Was it there? Hallelujah. Sweetheart, can you promise me this? Please promise. The fact that you didn't promise me, it shows that you don't love me. Hallelujah. Your yes will have to be your yes, and what? Your no would have to be what?
you know. Are you understanding me? You see, let me tell you something. Christianity is not all about don't. It's not a bunch of don't. You see, that's how people have seen it. When you don't. Some of you, when you come to church, Reverend, you say every time don't. You're even scared to come to church. Someone say, yeah. Why is this that this man of God, every time don't. When will he say do? Amen or so. Hallelujah. Christianity is not a bunch of don't. There are do's as well. And that's why the Bible says, it says that what is right to do, do it. If you don't do it, it's what? It's a sin. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And that is why if you are that type of person, you procrastinate, it is a trap for you. Are you understanding me? One day you will land into trouble. I want to believe God that somebody will tell me, I want to get serious with God. Listen, are you understanding me? I want to get serious with God. Let's stop this procrastinating all the time. And listen, I'm waiting when I'm like 35, Charlie, I'll be audacious. No. Hallelujah. In this stage I am, I want to be serious. Are you understanding me? And this is what James is talking about. Hallelujah. The solution is do it now. Look at someone and say, do it now. Say, do it now. Say, do it now. Hallelujah. Listen. There are times where you need to decide. Stop tomorrow. Some people, their English language is wait. Now you've turned yourself into God. Wait. Everything is wait. Every time is wait. So procrastination. Are you understanding me? You have to do it what? Now. Hallelujah. Do it what? Now. Some of you have been dating, like maybe I'm dating mommy for 5 years. Masa, I don't do. Hallelujah. Do it what? Now. Do the do. Hallelujah. Show that you are a man. Hallelujah. Not in bed is you a man or no. Hold the hand of the lady and say, you will be my bone of my bone. Na fane bra otana tre a man for say you are a man. This place, you won't clap your hands. Clap. Hallelujah. Show that you are what? A man. Do it now. Stop the procrastination. Are you understanding me? Do it what? Now. Hallelujah. Listen, let me not digress. But you see, if you are a lady, okay, and then you want God to bless you. Last time, LP was giving a testimony that she, you know, when she was dating, she was with, I'd be more among bad believers, serving. You are missing a lot, especially talking over session. Hallelujah. Your prayer, kumumuka, your experiences, now benefit too. Ahaya, nye fake, we are real people. Hallelujah. If you are dating somebody, now, they be a procrastination, and now say, ochnasty. You can just tell, say, it's going nowhere. Are you understanding me? You see, our mothers, they told us something. If your hands are full, your hands, if they are full, they will continue to be full. If they are empty, new ones will come. Are you understanding me? It's because your hands are full, that is why new ones are not coming. Are you understanding me? Can I go deeper? So if I'm going out with you, I'm dating you, and then you are a trouble to me. I am ready, you are not ready. When will you be ready? Is let's see when the angels sound the trumpet. I'm looking for some money, right? I want to build that house before. Buy that car. Are you understanding me? And then, in that case, I'm still with you. Year one, year two, year three, year four, year five, 6 years. When will it be? I want to still buy that thing before. Yembre. I do have number. Hallelujah. Now, mama and Berman, you are ready. 7 years still.
procrastination and your hands are full, you can't let go, how will God bring in another person? You see, as long as I hold on to you, okay? As long as I hold on to you, no new person will come. No. Are you understanding me? Even if God wants to bring somebody, there is somebody there already. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you are dating married men and you are thinking they will leave their wives and come and marry you. Someone said fire! Oh, I saw them now. Bomb fire. Money, 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 money. God have mercy. This prayer, God won't answer. Hallelujah. So, if I'm still holding on to that married man, how would God bring somebody? Because my hands are what? They are full. Are you understanding me? I'm giving you relationship tips. My hands are what? They are full. Immediately I let go spiritually, there is an avenue that is open. It can even tell on you that I'm single and I'm searching. Hallelujah. But as far as there is somebody there and there is procrastination, no decision making, whether we are going or coming, I'm telling you, you'll be there and you'll be hitting about 47. And then the guy or the lady will tell you that, don't worry, I still have to pursue my PhD before. Na PhD any other worry. Na PhD any other worry. Are you understanding me? Stop the procrastination. Somebody say, do it now. Proverbs 3:27-28. It says that, do not hold good from those who deserve it. Oh my God. Do not hold good from those who would deserve it. It says, when it is in your power to act, do not say to your neighbor, come back later, I will give it to you tomorrow. No. It says, when you now have it with you. If I have it with me, why do I say come back tomorrow? Hallelujah. Amen. Proverbs 3:27-28. Do not say come back later. And you see, that is procrastination. Come back later. But you can do it what? Now. Hallelujah. Somebody say, do it now.
Do it now.
So you know what you are doing? You are holding good from happening. You are destroying destinies. Like somebody said, I want to give you money. It's kind of what the man on. And you're 200 cities. But I bet you team, we man 25. Next week, one man on 5 cities. You don't want a person to know I can give you 50 cities. By the end of the day, you give him 50 cities. Hallelujah. In Tadena, I found man named Friuso. Are you understanding me? Tadena, I found man named Friuso. You want the person to know you are also hustling. So you say, I don't have. But sincerely, as I said, 50 was in your pocket. But I say, no, I'll give you 5 cities. Next week, come for 5 cities. The following week. So after 4 weeks, now 50 cities. Why are you holding good when you can do what good? Don't hold back. Are you understanding me? If you have it, you do what? You do it. There is a lady here who said, I will not hold good. And he said, you know what? The man of God was soaked in the anointing last week. And then he broke this thing. He said, I'll fix it. And she came within the week and came to fix it. And he said, now what I need to do is to buy some spray, gold spray, and then spray it nice. Hallelujah. I'm sure some of you were sleeping saying, Reverend, you fix his own thing. Don't worry. He can do everything. He's jack of all trade. Are you understanding me? There are 3 things you can do with your life. Let me close with this. 3 things you can do with your life. Spend it, waste it, or invest it. 3 things you can do with your life. Spend it, waste it, or invest it. I don't know where you find yourself. Whether you are spending it, you are wasting it, or you are investing it. You can waste your life on a lot of things and a lot of ways. TV commercials will help you. They will help you waste it. They will waste your time, waste your money, and waste your life. Or you want to spend it, you try to acquire everything in life, fame and pleasure, unless you don't see. I remember some years ago, All the Samsung series that they released, I make sure I get it. I pre-order before. They even release it because I want to hold it firsthand. Hallelujah. I want to hold it firsthand. Pleasure and fame. Let everybody know me to a day. Are you understanding me? Am I communicating? Are you being blessed? Are you being blessed? Listen, I witnessed a naming ceremony. Just mother, husband, wife, pastor, two pastors, myself. And we named the baby. Finish. Hallelujah. You don't have the money. You go and borrow, then do the thing, and now you are like, yes, see a car. Yaboka. Hallelujah. If you have it, oh, come on, bless God. Do it with all the flamboyance of it. Hallelujah. Do it. Let it be beautiful. Prepare an aisle. I mean, do it nice. Have you attended rich man's son's birthday before? Aye. Hallelujah. Even the invitation alone is about some thousands of dollars. Do it nice. But in your state, please. Be mindful. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. You are believing God to rent the room, but your phone is more expensive than anything. Hallelujah. Your landlord will now be knocking at your door for next rent, but your phone you are holding can pay for that rent. Hallelujah. How? Who will know that this my phone is China grade zero? Who will know? Nobody will know. Hallelujah. Because the way you are holding, you cannot even tell. Are you understanding me? Whether it's Nokia, whether it's Samsung, whether it's what? It's a phone. Now even the ringtones, they have modified it. You can have a Samsung phone that will play an iPhone ringtone. Is it not true? Someone said fire. Even young. So who will know? Are you understanding me? But I'm in my one corner. I know God is in my plans. The little that I have, I am believing Him for greater. And that is what God can do. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's very important. Other than that, you waste it, you spend it, or you what? Invest it. Are you understanding me? If you invest it, it will last. How do I invest it? There are two things: people and the word of God. People and what? The word of God. Listen, you need people in your life, home. Are you understanding me? You cannot just walk alone. Some of us, we are that today to the core of antisocial. Is everything is ourselves. You will die early. You need people. That is why the Lord saw that Adam was lonely and He brought Eve into His life. Are you understanding me? Loneliness can kill you. Ask those people who are living in some place outside of Ghana. They can call you and say, listen, if you travel some places, it's not like here you can call your grandmother, call your uncle, they will talk to you and all that. Why now in a casa approach it, baby? When you be here. Hello, good morning. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Hello. One of our better said, Charlie, what's this? How's this? Look at someone say, value me small. Value me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's very important. Amen. And we need to watch out that the duration of our life is key. Some of you think you have more years, please. You don't have more years. Are you understanding me? There are certain things you can do now. Start it now. Start planning it now. And don't leave God out of it. Add God to it. Plan it what? Now. If you want to go to school, do it now. Hallelujah. Because it's going to get to a stage. Are you understanding me? When you put pen to paper, even your spelling is, you do it S-I. Hallelujah. What you begin with W-W-O and O-T. Are you understanding me? Do it what? Now. Start that business. Start it what? Now. You want to travel. Start working on it. Stop the procrastination. Are you understanding me? Now there are people that can help if you want to travel. They'll give you ideas. But imagine you don't have people in your life. You don't have people. You don't have God. Who are you? You are devil. Hallelujah. You don't have anybody in your life and you are standing alone. How will you progress? Understanding me? Maybe there is a job vacancy somewhere. You close from church. Oh yeah, you are gone. You don't talk to anybody. Hallelujah. Hello, how are you? At the same? Yet, yeah, I've been burning. When you see people talk to each other, you say, hey, Odadano, Odadano. Hallelujah. I had a colleague in school. When he sees a guy, he's speaking to us, he or Tafrina Dream. Please stand up on your feet. I have to close this sermon. Other than that, I will not leave this place. Oh, Jesus. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord. Somebody say, do it now. Say, do it now. You remember the story of the talent? You remember, right? That the master gave one, he gave five, and he gave ten. And the other one did what? He buried it. He did what? Which one buried it? You have one, you bury. He buried it. And he said, oh, I think that my master there for him, he's boss man, he's this. So he went to dark and then he buried it. Hallelujah. And you know what he told him? He said, you are evil. As the others invested with what was given to them, he buried it. Hallelujah. I don't know what you are doing with your life. Listen, you see, City of His Presence, we want to build a church that when we preach the word of God, we want you to live and go into the entire week that the word of God will shape your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can stop all these things and prophesy, but it's not going to help you. We need it. We need a prophecy. It's good. We'll get time for that. Hallelujah. We have time for that. But we need these ones as well. Are you understanding me? Don't be like the other guy who goes to bury his talent. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Look at somebody, say, make your life count. Make it count. Come on, say, make it count. Whatever you intend to do, do it now, not next week. Hallelujah. Please lift up your right hand. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
As I lift my right hand.
As I lift my right hand.
I pray. Lord.
Lord.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Precious one, I believe you have been blessed by that powerful message from Reverend Sidney Alamensa. Don't forget to share this message with your loved ones. God bless you. Shalom.